Roving Microphone heads to Sunset Retirement Communities, and we do talk to a couple of twins who just turned 100 years young. So how many centenarians do you know? Recently, Sunset Retirement Communities and Services hosted a centenarian celebration, an annual recognition of its residents who did turn 100. The morning show Roving Microphone caught up with a couple, twins, Lois Van Horn Whittemore and her twin, Lloyd. Enjoy this conversation. I'm sitting between two centenarians, and my goodness, I'm not quite sure which one of you is the older. Let me study this. Oh, Lloyd, what do you think?
I am the older.
You're the older.
15 minutes.
That means you're the prettier.
Yes, I'm the baby.
Well, how lucky are we to be here to be able to share your story? I think you call Sunset your home?
Yes, I do. I've been here.
Mm-hmm. And you call what your home? Where your home?
Witherhaven, Florida.
Take me back 100 years ago. What happened on that special day?
I'm sure I don't know. Ask my mother.
Well, it's such a joy to be able to share your story because we all may not have the opportunity to turn 100 years young. So take me back to the beginnings. How many kids were there in your family, Lloyd?
There were four children, three boys and one girl.
And the order was?
Robert was the oldest. Charles was next. Lloyd was next. And then Lois followed 15 minutes later.
Save the best for last, or maybe you just had some hesitation to join the world, but we're glad
got her girl.
Tell me about your mother.
Oh, she just was a sweet little lady. Tiny little lady and little busy one that worked all the time. She cooked for us, baked for us, cleaned that house. She was just busy.
Tell me about your father.
My father was a hard worker. He was a painter, decorator, and he was a good friend of the Fords and Jerry Ford, young Jerry Ford, that became president. And he handled the boys very well. And he never missed a basketball game that I played. So I was very proud of my father.
Now, tell me about your sister.
My sister was, I always say that my sister had everything.
Hold on, you'll get equal time.
She had, she had the brains, she had the looks, she had the personality, she had the money.
Can I borrow a dime? Lois, tell me about your brother, Lloyd.
He kids a lot.
Did he kid when he was a kid?
Yeah, well, all the time. he was just a busy little body and a nice little guy, running around, always willing, and whistling. He always whistled. You remember those things.
100 years old you both have recently turned, which means you were born in what year?
1918.
How much would it have been for me to buy a gallon of milk?
Probably 10 to 15 cents.
What kind of car?
A gallon, a quart.
A quart. I
would think so.
You probably owned the cow.
But no. My father did a lot of work during the Depression for people like in the grocery business and in the milk business and dairy business, and he would trade it out because he did not want to go on welfare. So Dad was a tremendous worker for us all the time and took care of the family.
Lois, where'd you grow up?
In Northeast Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm.
So what's a strong memory of your childhood?
Well, I guess it's just growing up with the family. And having good times together. We always enjoyed our Christmases together, and, well, we just had a good time.
Didn't get on the internet much, did you?
Not at all.
No. Were there some challenging times for your family?
Oh, sure there were, because we went through the Depression, which was difficult for a lot of people.
What was it like growing up as a twin?
Very good. We got along very well, and the whole family got along well. And we were thankful that we could have a church to go to, and early in life I came to know the Lord, and that was very good for me too, for the rest of the family.
Tell me about the school days.
School days were different than today's school days. It was reading, writing, and arithmetic, and no monkeying around at all.
School days? Well, I can tell you that...
Did you go to a one-room school?
No, but we went to an old school. It had the outside, you know, where you went upstairs, outside, on the outside, but also on the inside, too. But I can remember walking to school, and at that time, Plainfield Avenue was brick, and the... I think it was a WPA, they called it then, was taking up the brick to make it paved, and walking by the fellows all working there on the road that way. And so that was years ago.
What'd you drive? What'd Mom and Dad drive?
Mother never drove, but Dad had, liked Rios at the time. And that was made by General Motors, I think, but they went out of business. But he really liked those cars. So,
what else? I'm going to ask you that question of how did you live to be 100? But was faith important in your life?
Very, very important. Yes, yeah. We were brought up in a Christian home, and it was just our bringing up.
What's the secret to turning 100 years old?
It's a question that many people ask me, but health-wise, it's been great. I've had my problems, but the Lord has brought me through all these problems, and I'm so grateful for that, and I want to live for Him.
I just don't know how to explain it, but it's just growing up in a nice environment and clean life, living clean life, and like Lloyd says, loving the Lord, and our Christian background meant a lot to us. And everybody seemed more contented in those days, and we just had a good time with our family and our friends. A lot of kids growing up together, we just took everything for granted, you know, and there wasn't a lot, but we got by and didn't know the difference, I guess.
So what's your advice for parents who have just had their first set of twins?
Teach them the Word, first of all, as they grow up, and that they'll have a clear mind. And be good to them, but also discipline them also as well.
Now, you two are kind of dressed alike. You both have blues on, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't plan it.
Well.
Didn't tell her what to wear either.
Well, that's what twins do. How did you celebrate? How did you celebrate here?
Well, we had, of course, we just don't have a lot of relatives left, you know, by the time you get to be 100. But we had a little party here in Town Square for our cousins and our relatives, and we were amazed at how many people could come yet.
It was really wonderful that we could be here and see all the relation and friends as well that we've known for many years in Grand Rapids. And we lived most of our lives in Grand Rapids, but we just come back each year for a month or so. But we have a lot of friends and relatives here.
So it's okay to eat cake at 100 years young?
Sure, of course. Eat that first.
Of course, both twins married and each had their respective families. In the room, we find the bride of Lloyd, Helen.
I met Lloyd because his brother Chuck has a sister. His brother Chuck's wife is Betty, and she is my cousin. And Chuck always said, and Betty said, you ought to meet each other. You ought to meet my brother Lloyd. And I said, fine, that'd be good. And we went to Chuck and Betty's, and he was so nice. He was such a nice guy. We beat, by the way.
Oh,
but we were married in August of 56, and we have two daughters, Carol Sue and Deborah Lou, and then we're through. I got that. Did anybody else get that? How about his twin sister? Oh, I was just telling them that I always told people, don't ever tell me anything bad about Lois, because I won't believe it, because she's just perfect.
The event at Sunset Manor Villages honored 14 residents turning 100, well, 101, and even a 105 birth. Of course, over 100 people attended. From Sunset, Dan Gowdy.
Well, first of all, it's really remarkable. And to see these amazing people talk about life and work and family, and if honoring that is a real blessing. And if we don't put our arms around those individuals and lift them up, we miss out on so much. And where would we be without those individuals that's been through life, that can put their hand on our shoulder and say, it's going to be okay because we went through it. We went through World War II. We went through the Great Depression and all the stuff that's going on today. They can put their hand on our shoulder and say, it's going to be okay. Where would we be without those individuals with that life perspective? And we thank God for them. And we're blessed at Sunset to have 14 individuals that are 100 years old or older. Pretty remarkable. People ask all the time, what's the secret? Well, there's research out there that says your DNA is important, your the way you live, you know, your health, your diet, and smoking. But you know what else is really remarkable, and research has backed me up on this, is that personal relationships, face-to-face interactions. And we live in such a digital world these days, right? And I think we need to be reminded of that we are connected individuals. We're social beings, and to be able to connect socially, face-to-face, interact personally is a tremendous thing. And we have that at Sunset. And so I think we're growing old. 10,000 people a day are turning 62. The fastest growing demographic is 75 and older. And Sunset's part of that problem, because people get to Sunset and they thrive.
And you had a little party?
We did. We had a centenarian celebration where we celebrated the lives of 14 individuals that are 100 years old or older and their families. And we had a big gathering, and we had a chance to tell their stories, do some slideshows, and sing happy birthday on a centenarian cake.
So here's to your next birthday, Lloyd and Lois. Pretty cool. Here we go. Start yesterday. With their suggestion, Sunset Retirement Community is doing great things in our backyard, sunsetcommunities.org.